Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And Alex, it's kind of fun. I know it's preseason, but when you go out against a team that you just played for, is it kind of weird?
Yeah, it's a little odd for sure. But, you know, when you play for dang near a quarter of the league at this point, you get a little more used to it. But for sure, obviously know all those guys really well and quality humans over there. So I have a lot of respect for them and they're good competitors, so I knew it was going to be a grind tonight for sure.
Lindy has told us he'd like to get a couple of games for Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen, so you may have played your last preseason game. I have no idea how much work you need. How much do you feel you need, and do you feel you've had enough?
Yeah, I think one thing I've gotten better at is being able to, you know, adjust and just be like water and be able to morph into any situation. That's kind of been my path in the league, so I'm here for, you know, whatever the team needs, and obviously support you know, wherever it's needed. So I'll be ready to go whenever my number's called.
For this team, what does it mean to have Alex Tuch back on the ice, even in a preseason game?
Yeah, I think he carries a big emotional weight on our team. You know, he's obviously the player he is, speaks for itself. But just having him in the locker room is comforting. And he's got a big voice in the room. And I'm just learning more and more as we go. But obviously a great player, and it was nice to see him out there for sure.
You get to see him better than any of us do, but you got a big 18-year-old defenseman right in front of you in Mertka. He's played a lot so far in the preseason, and he's made some good plays. I'm sure he's made some mistakes too. He's 18 years old, but what have you thought of him so far?
I've been impressed, really impressed. Honestly, I think I got here, I don't know, maybe 3 weeks ago in the first game we had. You always have to take the first-round pick, give him, you know, a little grain of salt just because it's a new experience for them. And I've been really impressed with his poise and his physical abilities. So he's got a really bright future ahead of him, and he's got a great work ethic. And really, that's all you can do is just grind and have a good attitude. So really impressed.
I understand this is preseason, but you have won 3 out of 4 games as a team. Is it important to just get that winning feeling, to start winning in preseason and get that feeling?
For sure. The feeling, I think, I said it after last game as well, but there's just situations that you're going to see in the preseason that are going to happen in the regular season a lot. And whether you're down, whether you're up, those are all situations that you have to be comfortable in. And so for me, I think it's just about the team, you know, 6-on-5, power play, penalty kill, starting that process of coming together chemistry-wise. And like you said, I mean, you play the game to win, so winning always greater than losing for sure. But ultimately just positive momentum and doing the right things and creating really good habits, and that's the foundation for a quality team.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.